It's Helping Hand, weekly feature statewide on HPR1 stations Friday afternoons, part of All Things Considered, then online at hawaiipublicradio.org, where all of our Helping Hand segments and resources are archived. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we've got a returning guest organization. A very special one, too, Dental Lifeline Network, recently honored for some of their work to help people in need. It's a national nonprofit founded back in the early 70s, 74. They provide access to dental care and education for folks who can't afford it and have a permanent disability, or elderly, age 65 or older, who are medically fragile. They're looking for other talented folks to join their team, too. There's lots of different ways to support this effort. And we're going to hear about their needs and also who they can help and how they can help them with Dental Lifeline Network's Dr. Rohinton Patel. He's director at Hawaii Pacific Dental Group, and a thrill to have him back on Helping Hand with us today. Good to see you, Doctor.
Thank you, Dave. Great to be here.
Closer.
Great to be here. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And first and foremost, because I am sure that the name is somewhat new and there's no doubt, some people who are listening who either could use the service or who know people who could use the service. Explain a bit about who the organization is and who it's a good fit for in terms of helping.
Of course. Well, Dental Lifeline, it's an organization that was initially started to help people with developmental and intellectual disabilities. And they've expanded their scope as well for patients that are on a fixed income, that are elderly over 65 years of age, that don't have a means to address their dental needs. It's just a truly spectacular organization. Every state has their own chapter. Their headquarters out in Colorado. They have dental laboratories that volunteer their services to make prosthetic devices, for example, like dentures or crowns or bridges and things like that. So the dental laboratories volunteer their time, the supply companies volunteer the materials, and the dentists volunteer their labor. It's just a win-win for everybody, and there's a lot of intensive work that everyone helps to get these patients, from the time they call, to actually be seen and treated.
Stay right where you are. Don't move. That should do better. For people to take advantage of this, and again, maybe define medically fragile, because the other ones are the other sort of requirements, if you will, about who it's a good fit for are more clear. What defines medically fragile?
Well, medically fragile, it's kind of a broad term, but I would recommend patients that are interested in joining to go to dentallifeline.org, and they can see the criteria.
Got it.
That the screening process will entail.
And are there any costs for someone once they've qualified?
There are zero cost.
Wow. So, and again, it's for folks who have a permanent disability or elderly 65 or older who are medically fragile, and an emphasis also on folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities. You've explained some of the mechanism for how it works to do this and not run up a lot of bills, because you got a lot of people throughout the chain of assistance donating their supplies, whether labs or the people who make the equipment or the people like yourself who do the dental work. How do you get the funding that makes up the difference?
So the funding comes from a plethora of sources. In Hawaii, for example, we have a second grant that's been renewed by Hawaii Dental Service Foundation, a very generous grant. And we also have private donations.
From individuals,
which is something we definitely need more of.
And you recently, the organization, there are a lot of different ways that people are trying to support folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities. One remarkable organization with a footprint around the planet is Special Olympics. And I know that's an organization that is near and dear to your heart and that you try your best to try to assist in their noble mission. And I understand that Dental Lifeline and their work was honored by a part of Special Olympics.
They were. We were given a great honor. We just received, the Hawaii Dental Lifeline just received the Thomas Golisano Foundation Award for Healthcare Leadership. We are one of three groups in Hawaii that received that for our work in helping the developmentally disabled and intellectually disabled patient population in our state. So it was a great honor to receive that award on behalf of Dental Lifeline. And we hope to expand our endeavors even further here in Hawaii.
And that was one of the things also that, so we're talking about sort of things that have happened in between then and now. One of them, that honor and congratulations, they're a fantastic organization. It says a lot when they appreciate something that somebody's done for them. Last time you were on, as you just mentioned, you were eager to get the word out for other potential volunteer dentists and I guess labs too, as I recall it went. You'll explain better on where you are now and maybe put out an invitation to folks who do what you do, maybe your peers, I guess you'd call it, or other folks related in your industry that could lend a helping hand to this mission.
Absolutely. We'd like to ask the community to ask their personal dentist, will you see one patient? And we have a big campaign through Dental Lifeline, www.willyouseeone.org. And we ask patient or people in the community to ask their personal dentist if they'd maybe, if they're part of this, if they're not, would they be interested in joining, perhaps just seeing one patient a year? And that's a big difference because right now we're still under the 10% mark of active dentists in the state of Hawaii that actually volunteer for this program. So we would like to see that number increase, and especially in the outer islands where we have a greater demand and need.
Yeah, and that leads to my last time, and still on the website at dentallifeline.org/Hawaii, it dials you right into things for the state, and it says, due to lengthy wait list applications not being accepted in the following area except for persons with developmental disabilities, and that would be on Hawaii Island. Is that still a situation where, explain what's the status there?
That is still a situation, and we do have the largest waiting list of all the outer islands is on the Big Island. So we would encourage people in our community that are listening, reach out to their own personal dentist, perhaps on the Big Island, on outer islands, ask them if they would like to join. Again, www.willyouseeone.org. If we can just get a few more dentists to help maybe one or two patients, it's very difficult for the patients to travel out to Oahu because right. A lot of our developmentally disabled patients have caregivers that also need to travel with them and give them care.
So you're looking for, will you see one means you're asking your dentist, would you be willing? Hey, I've heard about this thing on the radio where it's a nonprofit that tries to get dental service for people with developmental disabilities, and in Hawaii Island, they really could use some help. They have this website, Will You See One? Basically means, are you willing to see one patient who has developmental disabilities and basically comp your services to help this person? Is that basically
the gist? That's basically it, yeah. And then if they don't feel comfortable with this exact patient that they've screened over, they can go on to the next one. It's a very nice process, and there's no pressure by Lifeline. There's no compensation, obviously, to the dentist, and there's no charge that the dentist is going to be sending over to the patient. It's completely voluntary, but they have laboratories that will work with them and take care of all their treatment as well at no cost for the patient or the dentist.
On the lab note, do you need labs? Now that you've reached out, you did put the word out, right, for dentists all over the state, basically,
correct.
Is what you're doing,
yes.
And in particular, Hawaii Island.
Right,
so that's
right.
One thing you've done already. So dentists, and then how about the labs?
And the more labs, the better that can contribute. They get overburdened as well with all the regular work that's coming into their laboratories. However, the more labs, the better. If we have just, a handful more, it would help us move our wait list out faster.
So someone who has any kind of role of responsibility or influence at a dental lab who's listening,
absolutely,
you'd be interested in them taking a look at this, contacting you, seeing what's involved and helping in some way. Okay. And then other people with what other skilled or unskilled, any other volunteers, dental assistants, I don't know what the other terminology, forgive me for not knowing, but you know better, but other related services that could be useful or other donations that could be useful.
Sure. Anyone on the dental team in a dental practice, they're obviously the ones to ask their leading dentist, willyouseeone.org. Will you go to that and maybe just check it out and peruse it? And see if it's something that maybe we can think about offering. It's everybody contributing to helping the cause. And more than anything, financial donations from anyone in our community, be it a dental team worker, a lab partner, anyone in particular, anyone listening, any regular citizen listening, any donation helps, be it a dollar or even more. It all helps and goes a long way because there are so many people.
How many?
Helping organize this organization.
And how many people are you guys dealing with? Like, what's your patient load?
I personally have a few patients every month that I treat. And I know there's quite a few dentists that do the same.
How many dentists participate?
It's about, on average, anywhere from 7 to 9% nationally of the state of the denizen per state.
Okay, so you don't have like a raw number for how many in Hawaii are.
Not exactly, because the number fluctuates, and there's also general dentists, and then there's specialists.
I get it.
That the general dentist will send the patient to for further treatment as well. So it does move, but it's on average about 7 to 9% of the state's dentists.
Here's how to find out more information and also to learn more for yourself. If you'd like to help out, if you want to make a contribution online, you can do that, a secure contribution at their website. And that is dentallifeline.org/Hawaii to dial in right on the Hawaii stuff. And you can call toll free 888-235-5826. You can talk to Margaret Petrick about it, and you can email Margaret at mpetrick@dentallifeline.org. And you can get all the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, all of our other previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just look for Helping Hand. And again, you can... And to refer anyone... And to offer to your dentist or any dental professional in your life the opportunity for them to consider helping out, refer them to willyouseeone.org, which is a web address which will give them the chance to review this for themselves and look at it as an opportunity to see one patient or maybe more patients that are in need of a helping hand. And just that's a great way to do it. Will you see one? Will you consider helping a person? Right?
That's right. I'll just say it's been one of the most fulfilling parts of my career in my life. It's a great part of my life, and I've never looked back, and I'm hungry for more. It's been just great.
You're doing good things with it, and it's great to put the word out there, because there's a lot of talented folks who are listening who, a lot of people have teeth and mouths, and they're headed to, they have dentists in their lives, so
right.
There's a lot of potential reach in this segment for you. It's Dental Lifeline Network, and locally, Dr. Rohinton Patel, who is also director of Hawaii Pacific Dental Group, and he does this in addition to that because he just wants to help out. And on behalf of all the folks that you've gotten dental care for who really needed a break, and that you have maybe inspired to do good work. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. My humble pleasure.